30 cents.
Charlene DeCruz pulls out 30 cents out of her pocket and asks her clients if they need it for a turnstile at the Gateway International Bridge that connects Brownsville to Matamoros. She's done this many times. She's a U.S. immigration attorney. Today, she's trying to get her clients into the U.S.
I'm presenting, once again, families of who have children who have special needs and disabilities. We had yesterday three families, two with children with autism spectrum disorder, and one who a little girl with lissencephaly, who also is developmentally disabled.
Lissencephaly is a brain disorder with a life expectancy of 10 years. The little girl is 7.
And we're back on the bridge hoping that CBP will do the right thing and will take them out of MPP because they do not belong in MPP.
Guidelines for the Remain in Mexico policy say that people with known physical or mental health issues are exempt from the policy. But every time DeCruz brings sick asylum seekers to the bridge, they wait outside for hours and are almost always told to return to Mexico.
It's just ridiculous that we keep playing this game where you know that these folks don't belong in here. Why are you making me keep coming back?
The family stands single file behind DeCruz and Vidya Ramanathan, a pediatrician. Ramanathan says some of the children seeking asylum today are living at a tent encampment of more than 2,000 asylum seekers in Matamoros. When Ramanathan evaluated the children, they told her that living at the camp has caused them fear and anxiety, and in some cases, worsened seizure disorders.
The fact that they have disabilities means that being in those encampments puts them at high risk for further trauma and further medical medical conditions. And so I think that is why it's built into the MPP that they should be allowed into the United States.
DeCruz has been trying to get exemptions for these children so that they can receive medical care in the United States and wait there instead of in Mexico for their immigration court hearings. DeCruz says she doesn't know why her clients are being turned away. In January, DeCruz worked with a Cuban asylum seeker named Yodalis, who is a cancer survivor and has a medical condition in which a parasite is slowly making her blind. She should be exempt from the Remain in Mexico policy. Yodalis's journey to get to the U.S.-Mexico border from Cuba hasn't been easy. While in Matamoros, her condition worsened.
Y no podía cruzar la calle. No veía, tuve que sentarme.
I couldn't cross the street. I couldn't see. I had to sit down and ask a kid for help who was about to cross the street.
Yodali says she's gone to the local hospital, but her condition is uncommon and she wasn't able to get treatment. She says she left Cuba because she's being politically persecuted and that she was kidnapped on the way here.
He pasado de todo. Fui secuestrada por un taxista. Me botó mi pasaporte, mi todo. No puedo regresar a Cuba.
I've gone through a lot. They took my passport, everything. I can't return to Cuba. I can't. Every day I'm here, I'm dying.
Yodalisi's children are in the U.S. They left Cuba a few years before her. She says her biggest fear is that she'll never be able to see them again.
I've said, I have to get to my son. I have to get to know my grandson. I have to return to be able to touch my son, even if it's just to touch him and not be able to see him. All I ask is that I be able to see my son, my daughter, and my grandson.
DeCruz tried to get Yodalis out of MPP 5 times, and every time, CBP told her she must return to Mexico. But after being rejected the 5th time, DeCruz got a phone call from CBP. They told her to bring Yodalis back to the bridge. She was finally removed from the program and allowed to wait in the U.S. with family members as her asylum case unfolds in immigration court. Yodalis is one of the lucky ones. She has an attorney who is trying to help her get into the U.S. and get her exempt from MPP. Others living at the camp with similar health issues aren't so lucky. Back on the bridge, DeCruz and her clients with disabilities have now been waiting for about 2 hours. Then, a CBP officer takes a photo of them without their consent, then steps away. The officer then returns with a decision.
Ms. DeCruz, the photo was considered, but it was denied. You're not going to be removed from the MPP program.
Okay, who made the decision?
No, that's what I'm
answering you. Mr. Ortiz or was it
Mr. Gonzalez? Mr. Ortiz is the port director, who activists and attorneys say has the discretion and authority to parole someone into the U.S. Ortiz declined to be interviewed for this story. A spokesperson for the agency said it's not uncommon for CBP to photograph incidents on the bridge for, quote, historical and documentary reasons. CBP says they don't comment on specific cases. D'Cruz explains to her clients that they'll have to return back to Mexico, but promises they'll try this again. D'Cruz has learned from experience that the only way to get border officials to enforce their own policies on exemptions is to come back and ask again and again. The next day, D'Cruz tried crossing the families a third time. They were told they must continue to wait in Mexico. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.